I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Some shore towns are no longer selling seasonal beach tags. Many are trying to limit capacity to enforce social distancing, but still want to have daily tags to sell. Asbury Park's deputy mayor says the number of people allowed on the beach will likely be cut in half. Her town is among those limiting the sale of beach tags. As the Garden State still struggles to recover from economic devastation, the Turnpike, Parkway, AC Expressway will implement huge toll hikes in the fall.
Right before the Turnpike Authority approved the massive toll hike plan, residents pleaded with them to not raise tolls during a pandemic.
I mean, we can barely afford to put food on the table for our babies at this moment and keep a roof over our heads.
Governor Murphy says he understands many people are struggling, but the toll hikes will allow important projects like fixing our infrastructure to be completed.
This, maybe not directly today, but indirectly, is a huge boost underpinning our economic prospects going forward.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
While infection rates are dropping in New Jersey, a look back at the devastation in terms of the economy and human life is staggering. Johns Hopkins numbers show 41% of all deaths in the U.S. have occurred in New York and New Jersey. New Jersey's numbers, however, would have been much lower had safeguards been in place to prevent the spread in our nursing homes. More than half of our 11,000 deaths were in long-term care facilities. With New Jersey on that slow crawl to reopening some segments of the economy, frustrations are increasing about a lack of a timeline for businesses. Another 34,000 state residents filed for unemployment benefits last week. Well over 1.1 million are now out of work. New Jersey employers are at least starting to think about plans for employees to return to a physical office. But if you've been working from home for the last 2.5 months, do you want to go back?
4 in 5 want the freedom to work from home more often now that a majority of them have discovered they can do their job pretty much entirely without getting dressed up and commuting. Just under half in the recent Robert Half survey say they'd like office layouts to change, but that may largely happen anyway.
Whether that means you now have an empty desk in between individuals, whether that means, you know, I've heard things such as, you know, limiting people that are in the kitchen, going to get lunch.
1 in 5 in the survey say that email exchanges and video conferencing have actually led to better relationships with peers and managers as opposed to in-person interaction. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy has repeatedly said data dictates dates for reopening and is encouraging everyone in the state to get tested for COVID-19. The goal is 20,000 tests a day. The good news in the data is that of those currently being tested, only about 6% are coming back positive. CVS is now offering free drive-through testing at dozens of locations. We can break out where they are at NJ1015.com. Merck and Johnson & Johnson are among the New Jersey pharma giants that have potential vaccines in development or early testing, but some scientists still doubt an effective vaccine will ever be developed. A good portion of Americans say they wouldn't get a COVID vaccine even if it were available, questioning its safety. That's in a new AP poll. Since the start of the pandemic, New Jersey has seen a significant decline in the number of kids getting recommended vaccines for things like tetanus, mumps, even the flu. Parents either hope to avoid the doctor's office or they're struggling to get an appointment.
State Health Commissioner Judith Persichilli says comparing this year to last,
there has been a 40% decline in pediatric vaccines administered for children aged 2 or younger, and a 60% decrease in vaccinations for children greater than 2 years of age.
Persichilli urges parents and caregivers to contact their health care provider and find out what special measures are in place so a well child visit can be safely scheduled and children can catch up on their vaccinations. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy says yes to allowing professional sports teams to train and compete in New Jersey once again. He says while leagues will make their own decisions about operations, he's confident they're equipped to practice and eventually play in a responsible manner. The governor says he recognizes not all sports will come back.
We continue our work with all stakeholders, including, if not especially, youth sports leagues, to hopefully see their resumption in the near future.
The Giants plan to reopen their training facility in the Meadowlands next week. The Jets told the NFL Network they'll return to their Florham Park facility in a phased-in manner. The NFL has yet to issue specific guidance, but says they hope to allow coaches back inside team facilities as early as next week. As for youth sports, the NJSIAA has formed a COVID task force to look into how high school athletes will return to play. A variety of proposals are being considered, but with little guidance from the governor, most athletic directors are just guessing. How's your relationship doing during the quarantine? Most are surviving. In fact, a new Monmouth University poll that takes a deep look at romantic relationships and their survival rates finds some very encouraging trends.
74% of Americans say their romantic relationships have not really changed since the outbreak started. 59% are extremely satisfied, and only 1% are not satisfied at all. Monmouth University psychology professor Dr. Gary Lewandowski says stress is bad for relationships.
But we also know that our relationships are our key source of support. So, you know, when we're sheltering in place with the person that we love, who is hopefully our best friend.
Are couples arguing more during the pandemic?
18% that said they actually argued less than they did before. And only 1 in 10, about 10%, said they're arguing more.
51% believe their relationships will emerge from the pandemic stronger than it is right now. Jen Ursula, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Hey, stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ1015 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5. And stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.